Spiritual Energy and the Pranic Principle by Russell Simmons. Introduction. Prana, the life force permeating all of creation. Prana is the invisible current of life that flows through every corner of nature, time and space. It is the breath of the cosmos, an ancient and powerful force that transcends the physical, illuminating our world with vibrant energy and vitality. The Sanskrit word prana is not merely a poetic metaphor, but a profound reality, meaning life or vital force. It flows through every living being, nurturing them with the essence of existence, and it fills the vast expanse of the universe with a hidden living pulse. Prana is the heartbeat of all that is. What we call prana is known by many other names: chi, shakti, spirit, holy spirit, bioplasma, organ energy, cosmic energy, quantum energy, and zero-point energy, depending on the cultural, religious, or scientific lens we use to describe it. These varying terms highlight the universal nature of this life force, which transcends boundaries of language and belief. It is the invisible ether that unites all, just as many names exist for God, each reflecting different aspects of the same divine essence. Science, too, touches the edges of this mystery. The ether that scientists once hypothesized to explain the transmission of electromagnetic energy has now evolved into concepts of multidimensional space, vibrating with immense quantum energy. Space, rather than being empty, is filled with a vast and dynamic energy field, a fabric of space-time teeming with quantum particles, wormholes, and vibrating membranes. Dark matter and dark energy, mysterious forces that remain largely unexplained by modern cosmology, hint at dimensions and realities that stretch far beyond our understanding. What mystics and yogis have long known is now slowly being explored by science: that there is a vast, intelligent, and loving force pervading the universe, a formless presence that can be felt, known, and communed with through meditation and deep connection to nature. Prana is not just theoretical, it is alive in every aspect of nature. Forests, trees, waterfalls, and animals radiate this life force, and those who are sensitive enough can feel its presence in the aura they emit. Clairvoyants see it as a shimmering light surrounding living beings, while others feel its vibrational pulse in moments of deep stillness or communion with the natural world. Nature, with its trees standing as ancient conduits, seems to absorb and transform this high-frequency energy, making it accessible to those who seek it. In the pages that follow, I will share my personal experiences with prana and how I've come to understand its intricate relationship with life and the universe. These writings are a culmination of decades of spiritual exploration, deeply influenced by my connection to this life force. This book invites you on a journey, one where prana is not just a concept, but an experience, a tangible force you can sense, feel, and integrate into your own life. The Universal Force, a bridge between the seen and unseen. What this introduction begins to unveil, and what the chapters ahead will dive into more deeply, is the existence of a universal, intelligent energy that we can align with to bring healing, transformation, and deeper understanding to our lives. Prana is both the fabric of the cosmos and the intimate breath of life that sustains us. It is a bridge between the physical and the metaphysical, linking the visible world to realms of spirit, love, and infinite possibility. A living cosmos. The more we delve into the quantum nature of reality, the more we realize that what seems like empty space is far from void. Space teems with life, intelligence, and energy. Our ancestors and spiritual sages knew this, and their teachings pointed us toward a deeper, more vibrant understanding of existence. This book gathers the wisdom from ancient yogic practices and modern scientific discoveries, weaving them together to reveal the pranic field that sustains all life. Prana is not distant or abstract. It is within us and all around us. We experience it in moments of pure joy, in the peace that comes from a walk in the forest, and in the stillness of meditation. It is the essence that binds us to all living things and reminds us of our inherent connection to the cosmos. The journey ahead. In the following chapters, we will explore the significance of aligning with this life force and how prana influences our health, consciousness, and spiritual evolution. We will see how love, as the highest vibration of prana, is not only the path but the destination, guiding us back to unity with the source from which we all emerged. We will examine how our thoughts and emotions shape the reality we experience, how diet and lifestyle can elevate our pranic flow, and how the mastery of this universal energy can transform our lives. Through meditation, breathwork, and attuning to the subtleties of prana in nature, you will come to realize that the life force is far more than a hidden energy. It is the very essence of who we are. We are beings of prana, vibrating in a field of infinite potential, constantly shaping and being shaped by the universe itself. Let this journey be one of discovery, not just of the outer world, but of the deepest, most powerful essence within you. Through prana, you can unlock the boundless potential of your soul, find harmony in the universe, and reconnect to the loving force that flows through all of existence. Chapter 1. What am I trying to do? Seeking wholeness and the ultimate union. I have devoted my life to a quest that transcends the physical, seeking wholeness, enlightenment, and the ultimate connection to the divine. My journey is not merely a spiritual pursuit. It is an exploration of how to infuse my body and spirit with the vital force that sustains all life, prana. This journey began with a singular goal: to fill my being with as much pranic energy as possible, as quickly as possible, to attain profound well-being and union with the infinite. The drive behind this pursuit is the recognition that life, without the complete merging of opposites, without the union of love and longing, is fragmented. It is this fragmentation that creates our suffering. To become whole is to become one with the beloved, to experience the absolute joy of union with the divine. Prana is the breath of the universe, the subtle energy that weaves together the seen and the unseen. It is the force that animates us, not just in the breath we draw through our lungs, but also in the energy absorbed through our skin and senses. This life force is not just theoretical or mystical. It is tangible, ever-present, and waiting for us to embrace it. Imagine a world where every breath, every moment of stillness, is an opportunity to commune with the vital force that gives life meaning. It is this vision that drives me. Just as Romeo's love for Juliet gives their story depth and purpose, prana brings life to the body and unites the spiritual with the physical. The universe itself operates on this principle of duality and union. Love cannot exist without the lover and the beloved. There is no existence, no energy, without the interaction of opposites. In the same way, spiritual fulfillment cannot be achieved without the merging of Shiva and Shakti, the masculine and feminine energies within us. When these two forces unite within the spine, they create an explosion of bliss, a state of spiritual ecstasy that is the essence of true joy. This union, however, cannot occur in a state of spiritual emptiness. It requires an infusion of vibrational energy, of bioplasmic Shakti, to elevate the spirit to a state where it can dissolve into this all-encompassing union. The core of my journey has been this relentless pursuit of vitality, of Pruna, through the fine-tuning of my diet, lifestyle, and spiritual practice. Every day I ask myself, what brings me closer to this vitality, this bliss? Through my exploration of cleansing diets, nourishing foods, and high levels of antioxidants, I've discovered that these are not just about physical health, they are gateways to spiritual energy. The more vibrant and pure the body, the more prana it can hold. However, the path is not easy. Life is full of distractions, obstacles, and material burdens that pull us away from the essential pursuit of wholeness. Yet, I remain undeterred because I have realized that this is the goal of life itself. One can possess all the riches of the world, but without inner fulfillment, without union with the divine, there is no true, lasting happiness. This union with the divine is not just a philosophical ideal, it is the deepest joy imaginable, multiplied beyond human comprehension. It is the marriage of all desire and that which is desired, the end of all suffering and the beginning of true eternal bliss. But this union cannot be achieved without immense pranic energy. The body must become a vessel capable of holding the vast power of this force. Where can this prana be found? Nature offers it freely, through trees, water, sunlight. But I seek a more concentrated source, one that can be tapped into daily, one that can transform my body into a limitless vessel for spirit. This quest to find an inexhaustible source of prana is not just a spiritual curiosity, it is a necessity. Without it, I feel trapped in the confines of my physical body, imprisoned by the five senses, longing for freedom. This feeling of being stuck within the body, of being limited by physical desires and needs, is the human condition. We are bound by our cravings for food, water, love, and even air. But what if these needs could be transcended? What if the pranic force could sustain us in such a way that the body's demands become secondary? When the body is filled with prana, these physical needs lessen. Hunger, thirst, lust, and even the need for breath can be diminished, replaced by a higher, all-sustaining energy. This is the state of samadhi, a breathless, pulseless state of pure being. It is the highest state of consciousness, where the soul is no longer bound to the body. This is the state I seek to achieve, the freedom I long for. It may seem strange to speak of being trapped in the body, but that is precisely the predicament of human life. We are more than just physical beings. We are spirits, temporarily confined in a material form. The liberation of the spirit is my ultimate goal, and I believe the key to this liberation lies in the mastery of prana. The body, when filled with enough prana, no longer dominates the mind or the spirit. The desires and distractions that normally overwhelm us fall away, leaving only the purest experience of life. I have found various ways to concentrate this life force through sexual transmutation, fasting, specific breathing exercises, and the use of subtle electrical energies. Yet, I know there are deeper, more profound methods waiting to be discovered. My next step is to achieve the breathless state of samadhi, where the spirit is completely free, unrestricted by the physical body. This state is not just a personal goal. It is a fundamental step toward the ultimate realization of God, Spirit, and the Infinite. In seeking this path, I have also come to understand that achieving pranic mastery is not just about personal fulfillment. It is about discovering the truth of our existence. The more prana we infuse into our being, the closer we come to understanding the mysteries of life, death, and the divine. Astral projection, lucid dreaming, and out-of-body experiences are not mere fantasies. They are real, attainable states of consciousness that can bring us closer to God. By learning to cultivate and hold prana, we open the door to these experiences and the truths they reveal. Today, I stand on the edge of this profound discovery. After years of struggle, research, and spiritual practice, I have finally begun to experience the immense bliss that comes from living in harmony with prana. This book is my story, my journey toward that elusive, all-encompassing state of spiritual freedom. What I have discovered can help others find their own path to this vital force and to the divine union that awaits us all. Through prana, we can transcend the limitations of the body and experience the joy of being one with the infinite. This is the ultimate goal, the purpose of life, and the greatest gift we can achieve